God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
God made the human body. How many believe he could put in a new part? Huh? Why couldn't he? A new lung, a new kidney, new pancreas, new gland, whatever is required. Well, how's he going to put it in there? It's got to happen some way. And if he sends a new lung from heaven and it comes special delivery and an angel comes and knows how to slip it in there, cool. Right? Let's believe for it. Let's expect it, right? But we don't start talking about angels more than we do Jesus. And we certainly don't worship angels. And we don't pray to angels. Right? You with me? You okay on that? Go back to John 5 then. John 5. This angel came down. I'm not quite through, so are y'all still with me? This is important. What we're about to get to here. John 5. They're waiting. 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 You can wait on some special manifestation and be waiting for decades. Perish while you wait. Or you can build your faith. Go for it by faith. Amen. And receive for yourself. Some of these things are special things to a few of what's available to all by faith, but sometimes people don't know it. This is the Bethesda, the house of mercy. God wants people healed so much, he does special things. And maybe this is not the right word, but some freebies. And some samples. Amen. Of what's available to everybody. I mean, you know, you're walking through the mall and you smell this amazing smell. And you look over and somebody just pulled a fresh rack of fudge out. And they go, hey, would you like a free sample? Well, that lets you know that there's more fudge you could buy and take home. Take home 10 pounds if you wanted to. I'm not saying you should. It's just an example. But they're waiting, waiting, waiting. And these special things are happening, but it just happens for one. So this is the difference between spirit-initiated things, people healed by special manifestations of the Spirit, people healed by special faith, working of miracles, gifts of healings, these kind of things. Let's pray for them. Let's believe for them. But if you need healing, don't wait for that. I said, don't wait for that. For instance, you know, there's been cases where the Lord's given Phyllis or myself a word of knowledge. Somebody in the building has this. Come down here. Your healing's here. Let's believe you receive. So you were specially called out. You were specially ministered to. Don't wait for that, though. Right? The Lord moves special like that. But if you say, well, that's the only way I'm going to take it. They got to call me out. I got to feel the power. This has got to happen. I got to see glory stars. Special things happen. But if you insist on that, and that's the only, you got to have it that way. And some people go from meeting to meeting to meeting to meeting, trying to find somebody that's got the power. Let me tell you who's got the power. God. Has got the power. Now, he uses men, but he's the one you want to be looking to. And if you'll read the word, he's telling you, for healing, you don't have to wait. It's been bought. It's been paid for. Put your faith on it. Claim it. Believe you receive it. Amen? But yet, thank God for these special things, too. And a lot of times, these things will happen for sinners. Now, when I say that, I mean people that's not born again, people that's never received Jesus. The Lord will do some of these things for people who don't even know Him, don't even want Him, as signs. I think I told you about this, but several years ago, the Lord led us, kind of like we did last Friday, stand up and ask Him for miracles, believe for miracles. We did that. It's very similar to that. And I found this all out later. I didn't know it at the time, but there was a couple there that this woman had been trying to get her husband to take her to these services for years. He wasn't a Christian. He wasn't interested. And finally, she come upon this. She said, well, you know, there's some good fishing out there near that area. And if you'll just take me so I can go, and if you want to, you can go fishing. He said, well, now fishing, that's another deal. And so he was okay with that. So they got there, though, and in his words, he said, and then she started in on me, and she just nagged me. Would you just go to one service with me? Just go to one. He said, finally, he said, okay, all right. I'll go to one. But then after that, you leave me alone. I'm going fishing. Well, that was the one he was in that day. And he thought that the preacher went entirely too long, and if he could ever get out of there, he would never come back, and he would just fit to be tied. And when we stood up, you know, we prayed this, and he still felt like that. And when we finally dismissed, he grabbed her by the hand. They dashed for the car, and he's griping and saying, ah, preacher, so long, winded, never saw such a thing in my life. I ain't never going back. Don't ever ask me to do that. And he reached back to scratch his back. He had a growth back there big as your fist. And he reached back. It bothered him sometime. He reached back to rub it, and he said... He said, put your hand back there. Put your hand back there. And she said, oh, glory to God. You've been healed. He said, ah. He pulled off on the side of the road and got the rear view mirror. Now, he told me all this himself later. He got the rear. He said, I don't know. She said, it's gone. I'm telling you, you're healed. He said, well, I can't feel it. She said, you're healed. He said, well, we'll see. Next day, he was back.
Amen.
And eventually got saved out of that. But was it his faith that got him healed?
No.
Special thing. Amen. A sign. God still does signs. Yes, He does. And wonders. What's a wonder? You see it and it makes you wonder. You go, wow. That's amazing. Amen. It is. It's not an ordinary thing. You're going, how did that happen? How could that happen? God can do things that you can't figure out. But here the man sitting waiting, maybe for years. And Jesus comes along. Thank God. He saw this man, verse 5, knew this man had been in this condition for 38 years. Even if you've been in a bad way physically for 38 years, could you be healed?
Yes.
I mean, that's almost 4 decades. Yeah. Almost 40 years. I mean, that's half a lifetime or so. Or a third if you're going to make it to 120. Yeah. But it's a long time, either way you cut it, to be sick.
Yeah.
Other translations bring out invalid. He couldn't care for himself, or not completely. And Jesus comes by and looks at him and says, will you be made whole? And the word means, most of the time it means desire. It can mean determined. Both of them are applicable. Will you? Do you want to be healed? Or have you made up your mind you want to be healed? Right? Does desire play a part in these things?
Yes.
Oh, it does. Now, desire is not faith. You can want something all your life and never have it, never get in faith about it. But you're not going to pursue something that you don't desire.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen? I made up my mind several years ago about prosperity. I was so broke, didn't have a thing under the barrel on top of you. But I made up my mind. The Lord became poor. So that I might be made rich. He's bought and paid for it. And I'm going to have it. By His, if I have to stay after it every day, if it takes me 50 years, I'm going to get it. Amen. You got to desire it. Amen. Healing, you got to make up your mind. He took my infirmities. He bore my sicknesses. He carried my pains. He bought my healing. He paid for it. I'm going to have it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If I don't get it the first day, okay, I'll stay with it. First month, I'll stay with it. First year, I will stay with it. I'm getting it. What do you mean with that? It's already ours, but I'm going to enjoy it.
Yes.
I'm going to walk in it.
Amen.
Amen? You got to desire it. Desire. Those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, they'll get it.
Amen.
They'll be filled.
Yeah.
He said, when you seek for me with all your heart, you'll find me.
Yeah.
If you're of the mind, well, it ain't so bad, you know. I can live with this. Well, then you'll have it.
That's right.
I can make it like this.
Yeah.
I ain't too poor, but you wouldn't call me rich by any stretch, but I'm okay. I'm okay. Well, that's where you'll stop then.
That's right.
Because you have no desire for your faith to get a hold of. You got to desire the things of God. How many want to be full of the Holy Ghost? Full of power. Full of faith. Get revelation out of the Word. Amen. See fruit in your life. Other people's lives affected by you. They turn to God because they know you. They come back to God because they're around you. Their faith is inspired. They get healed. They get filled. They get delivered. Being around you. Do you desire that?
Yeah.
It can't just be a passive thing. You got to really desire it.
Amen.
Really desire it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
We got to have a vision for this church, don't we?
Yeah.
You and I, all of us, we got to have a vision. We can't just say, well, we're okay. We're okay. Well, we'll just stay right where we are.
That's right.
No, we got to see bigger things.
Yeah.
Amen. We got to believe God can do far beyond what we've seen or thought yet.
Yeah.
Amen. And go for it.
Amen.
Hunger after it. Reach, stretch, till we're increased and enlarged. Amen? Walking with the Lord for these decades now, never have I had the Lord tell me, whoa, now back off. You're thinking too big. You're reaching out too much. Never. Never. I have had Him ask me several times, is that all? Sometimes I had to say, well, that may be all I can believe for right now. But if you'll help me, I'll come up. Amen? Is He not able and willing to do exceeding abundantly above all we asked or thought according to power that's working in us? What kind of power? Part of it's desire. Hunger. Say it out loud. God can do much more than this. Say it stronger. God can do much more than this. We're talking about everything He's done in your life, everything He's done in ours, everything He's done in this church. Say it again. God can do much more than this. Much more than this.
Much more.
What did He say? Greater things than these. You'll see. And we say, amen, so be it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Man at the Pool of Bethesda, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R926. That's R926. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.